Oh, yeah, I too. Please stand and join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
So yeah, I'm having a little trouble envisioning right this moment some of what you're describing, so can we just...
Sure, yeah, I mean, come around, yes, go down and take a look at it. It's pretty simple, it actually opens it up a lot.
And JC, these discussions have happened at the Park Commission meeting?
Yeah, we've talked about, we've raised all of these issues.
And these are recommendations coming from them that we should be considering. Right, so we probably need to get some pricing around some of this stuff and then...
Well, I would talk to, yeah, I mean, it's certainly about the pile driving, you know. And again, like I said, those piles may make it another year, they may not, you know, they may, you know, the next big ice thing that comes through, if we get big ice again this year, we'll have to take that, so...
Can I ask you one quick question?
Sure.
Originally, how many parking spots were in Memorial?
Right now, I counted right now 28 spaces.
But before all of the, you know, skateboard park and...
I think all the parking was all on that, on the eastern bulkhead there. I don't think the skate park had any parking in it. People were just parking on the glass.
Other parking spots were there originally,
I don't think there's any more than there is now.
I can't...
A few more because on that end.
Right.
As you went further down...
But that was the ramp that went, that was...
Sure.
Yeah, there was a boat launch down there at the time.
Yeah, there was a boat launch.
So there was a little bit more pushed down but I can't tell you a number, I don't know.
That's okay.
If it was eight more, that would be a lot, you know, I'm guessing that.
Yeah.
I don't think there were that many.
It wasn't more than 10. It wasn't more than 10.
No.
We could. I wasn't really gonna do it, but... Thanks, JC, we're gonna... Do you have other stuff that you want us to...
No, that's it, I mean, I think probably Marcy and I should talk about this resiliency, flood resiliency thing.
Okay.
You know, amongst ourselves before we talk about it here, because I think she's got some things that would fill in too along those lines. But yeah, like I said, any plans that we're looking at down there that are over 10 or 15 years old, you know, we better be looking at them, you know, in terms of
we still don't, our LWRP still has not been accepted by the state. Our local water resiliency plan has still not been accepted by the state, so.
The local waterfront revitalization plan?
Yeah.
Yes.
Is it in compliance?
There's like very, very, two very technical things that need to be redone. It's not anything...
Is it something that Bob Galvin's doing, or is it...
Yes.
Okay.
Bob Galvin's done some of it, and Fish's group, BFJ, has done some, because they did the original plan.
So that's it, yeah.
But there was a change, without getting too technical, there was a change in the legal department at the group that reviews the plans, and they decided that they wanted two additional things in each one of the plans. So everyone has had to rewrite those two things,
and to be in compliance. Well, all right. I'm sure with Frank Fish involved, I'm sure it's in good hands. The technical details are that, I think.
Yeah, Frank and Bob both are working on that. We've been going back and forth with the state. We've had to
One thing that did come up when we were talking about, you know, the wastewater sewage management, and the thing that's happening in the outflow with flooding, is that Catskill got money to do their crossover change up from some grant money from the estuary project, the Hudson River estuary.
Right, well, let's talk about
Going forward, looking at these vulnerable spots there, it's, you know, funding's going to be important.
Yeah, one of the issues we've struggled with funding is that most of our switchover has been from private property to public. So the private property has not been able to get funding from the state.
There's something,
municipal camp, but the private.
I learned about something called New York Rises, which is a state private for private and public funding. I'll get some more information,
okay.
But it's a project. It's something that's specifically to fill that donut hole between private and public.
Yeah, because it's a mess.
Property. So.
Yeah. Thank you, JC. Thanks for your work on that.
Thank you.
So one of the wonderful things that happens in our community is we have elections. And one of our trustees, actually two trustees, were just re-elected into their positions, and tonight, Marie's not here, she has a personal issue that she's dealing with, but I'm gonna swear in our other trustee so that he can actually serve our community for two more years. So Elijah, would you join me?
Thanks, Tom.
And if you would just raise your right hand and repeat after me. I, Elijah Reichland Melnick.
I, Elijah Reichland Melnick.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of New York.
And the Constitution of the State of New York.
And that I will faithfully discharge the duties of village trustee.
And that I will faithfully discharge the duties of village trustee.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Congratulations. Two more years.
Thank you, Don.
Yeah.
Thanks. Thanks, everyone.
We did that just especially for you, Shelly, just so you know. So we have our adoption of our minutes. Everybody's had a chance to look at them. A motion and a second.
So moved.
Second.
Any comments, questions, clarifications?
Can you just add, Jen, I'm sorry, I should have done this to you, for on the adoption of minutes for this last minutes, it says 4-1 abstain. Just probably note that I was the one that abstained.
Got it.
Because I was not the November one.
Okay.
Thanks.
Any other clarifications, questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. We will now entertain public comment on our action items only. Our first action item is a resolution for us to accept our audited voucher summary. This is a listing of all the expenses that we've had between meetings that the board reviews and approves. The second is a resolution for us to allow free parking in the RDP lot for the farmers market vendors on Thursdays until 3 p.m. in January and February. The third is a resolution for the village board to approve the slate of appointments, which is in the resolution. We should probably, I should probably outline them. When we get to them, I'll outline them. And then the fourth is a resolution for the Nyack Village Board to approve the waiver of certain fees in connection with an application to designate a property as a landmark site, landmark site, or as an establish a historic district. Is there any comments on any of those issues? Okay, hearing none. I will move the first for the audited vouchers, and I need a second.
Second.
Any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carried.
Is that what we have?
I don't want
to vote on it until I've seen it.
Okay,
so
we'll bring
abstain.
That back. Okay. We'll just bring it back.
Okay.
Second one, resolution for the village board to allow free parking. This is to extend the hours of free parking in the same spot that we do now for vendors, because it takes them longer to get from the Nyack Center to the RDP lot than to get from the lot by the river space to the space. So. Are there any I need a motion and a second for that?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion on those? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Okay, so the resolution has all of the, where do I find that? Because we should probably talk about what it was on. Resolution says yes. Thank you. So, at the beginning of every year, we appoint different positions for to serve as the board for the board and on the board. And I'll just read down through them very quickly. The first is for deputy mayor for a one-year term, Louise Parker. The second is for the registrar of vital statistics, that's Patricia Evans. Deputy registrar for vital statistics is Jennifer Hetling. Tax collector is Jennifer Hetling. Village attorney is Walter Sebastian. Confidential assistant to the village administrator is Anne-Marie Tilstey. Village clerk treasurer is Jennifer Hetling. Acting village justice is Robert Lewis. Village marriage officers are Marie Lorenzini and Jen Laird White. Village historian is J.P. Schutz. Park commission for 5 years is J.C. Brotherhood. Chair for 1 year is Jim Wilcox. Vice chair is Bert Hughes for 1 year. There was one opening on the water commission, and Michelle Bullock has agreed to serve another 5 years. Our monthly meetings will be on the second and fourth Thursday. Our official newspaper is the Journal News, and there's a list of banks here to use. And then our account signatories are myself as the mayor, Rosa as the deputy clerk, and Jane as the administrator. So those are, that is the motion before you, and I need a second and a motion and a second.
I'll make a motion.
Second.
Any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. And our last resolution is to approve the historic district resolution. This we discussed at our last meeting, if you remember, and we're waiving all of the fees that for this very, very specific and important piece of our land use, but we're only that the cost that the village incurs. So for our to operate the program. So anything like for registering it or mailings or incidental costs, those will go to the applicant. This proposal came from Elijah and also from the John Greenhouse for us because they want to work on getting their designation. So is there, do I have that right? Right?
Yeah.
Okay. Any other questions? And if none, let's get a motion and a second to get it on the table.
I'll make a motion.
I'll second that.
Are there any other questions or requests for clarification for this?
I'm just wondering, do we need to be specific as to what fees will be waived, Walter?
Yeah, I put in there the application fee, but anything else I should... modify that to include the mailings. We're going to eat the mailings.
No.
It's just the application
fee.
So it says the application fee.
Okay, so as long as it's only that.
It's only the application fee. That's the fee that usually goes towards the how we administer it.
Right.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. I think we have enough votes to pass the, and Donna, we'll just have you abstain on that since you didn't feel comfortable voting. So now we will open up for a public comment on any issue. Yes, do we have a list? Paulette's well, saying yes, we have a list.
Paulette.
Oh, me?
It's you.
Happy New Year, everybody.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Congratulations. Thanks. I just wanted to let you know about the 15th anniversary of Art Walk. So it will be June 19th, 20th, and 21st. Can't believe that it's 15 years. The theme this year will be Persistence, a Woman's Story. And my intention is to have all female artists. And all of this is coming off of the fact that 2020 is the 100th anniversary of the signing of the 19th Amendment, giving us the right to vote, which I think we still have as of this morning. So, yay.
Last time you checked.
Last time I checked, right. It's going to be great. I think I'm having a group of actors again. So there'll be some females walking around, not necessarily from way back in time, but some that some of us might remember. You might not, but you've heard of her because, you know, we'll see.
It was a history major, so maybe.
Then you definitely know her. So that should be very exciting. I'm not sure if there was any conversation. I think that maybe the chamber had it, so I'm not really sure. But I would like to ask if you would generously allow free parking on Saturday in order to be parking lots like you have been doing, but just let me know whether that's okay or not, so that I can advertise it in the brochure.
Yeah, we have not discussed that. They brought up only the holiday parking to us.
Okay, so then I am officially asking if you would be generous again, as you have in the past, to allow free parking on Saturday, the 20th, in the RDP lane, the RDP lane parking lot only. Okay, so again, just let me know what you've decided, because it's always good to put it in the brochure so that people know. So having said that and given you a little bit of a precursor to 2020, because I have nothing else to do in my life, I decided to start a group called Suffrage Forward, 100 years and onward. And Suffrage Forward is now under the Rockland Community Foundation, and so we're under a 501c3. And this is, the mission of this group is to bring awareness and highlight women's struggles and everything that women have done, past, present, and hopefully future, to inspire and to get things done and to be the first in something and just highlight women and the power that we do have and honor us. When I started this, I started it with Christina Biaggi. It started from a tote bag with her art on it. And it has grown since then. I went to Harry Cornell, so she's on my committee. So I'm the chair, and then the steering committee is Harry Cornell, Christina Biaggi, Robin Rosenberg, Lillian Morvay, and Joe Allen. So we are the steering committee. And then under that, we have people such as Claire Sheridan. I mean, it just goes on. Dana Stilley, it just keeps snowballing in a very, very good way, because we can't do everything. So the purpose of this organization, if you call it that, or this group, is to bring this awareness and highlight these women through events throughout the year. The very first event is Walk the Carpet. And I can't say Walk the Red Carpet because purple and gold are the colors of suffrage. So, it's probably your card. So this is the poster for the first event. This is our logo, pretty strong, and people are really loving it. So what I decided to do, what we decided to do, is have Walk the Carpet at Up Lounge. It worked when I did the red carpet Oscar party, so.
Remember, you have 3 minutes.
I know. Well, I'll talk about two different things. So I finished Art Walk, so now start me on another 3 minutes.
Well,
I'm sorry. All right, well, what I'll do is I can pass this out so that you can read all about Suffrage Forward. The beautiful thing about this is that we have several events that have been going on that we have scheduled. So we have January, we have February 14th, we have gotten the James Beard Foundation to have a guest student chef from RCC, Hospitality and Culinary Arts School. So we've already paid it forward. I think it's on the end of February for African American History Month. We are going to do a screening and a Q&A of the two schools of Hilburn, Joe Allen. We're doing that in Suffrage. So this is countywide. This is not NIAC-centric. So we're doing that for Black History Month. And that Q&A is going to have guests, some of the offspring of the women who actually created the awareness of those two schools and the issues that they had back then. So it's definitely worth coming. In March, we just got word today that Meredith Bergman, who is the sculptor of the big bronze statue that's going into Central Park, is the very first of a female other than Alice in Wonderland and Mother Goose. She has agreed to come up and be on a panel and a meet and greet for us, which is a huge, huge honor. So that will be March 29th, and we're doing that at Roca. And then we're having the unveiling of the installation of The Web by Christina Biaggi at Roca. And it is a 45-foot web, like a spider's web. Panels of canvas with all these major women that have been noted in history, and the great goddess right in the center. The thing is really awesome. So that will be a Garner in May. And then again, we bring it down to Roca in August. So there'll be two opportunities to see this monster installation. Art Walk is kind of theming into it as well for June. And I've gotten many calls, and I have many appointments with historical societies and the libraries. And I don't know if I can't remember Drusilla's last name, but
Kluhowski.
She works for
Kluhowski.
Drusilla.
Kluhowski.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she. She wants to be on board. We've talked to her about because she came as a representative for the African American Historical Society, but they are under revamping. So she is she's going to help us any way that she can. So this thing has started snowballing.
That's
it's going to be huge for the county. So be aware, we have a website and we're on Facebook and Instagram.
Great.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Congratulations, that's
thank
great.
You.
Great
thanks,
stuff.
Paula.
Thank you.
Anyone else, Jim?
That's it.
Any other public comments? Okay, we will move to department reports. The village attorney.
So you need an executive session on a matter of litigation, pending litigation.
So moved.
Need a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. That's it?
That's it.
That's short and sweet. You're not going to tell us why you're built, why you're growing a beard or anything?
I need the extra 10 minutes every day.
That's true. So, yeah, no, I hear you. I've been doing that for 35 years, so I've got a lot of 10 minutes. Jim has got the flu, so you have his reports. If you have any questions, please feel free to reach out to him about any questions you might have. And we had, I think, a good presentation from the Parks Department earlier today. So, Jen?
I don't have anything except that the Housing Authority budget proposal came yesterday. So I put it in your binder so you can look at it, and then we can talk about it the next one. I haven't had a chance to look at it yet,
though.
We'll
put it on the agenda for the next meeting for approval, for discussion and approval.
Good. And then I do not have financials today. I apologize. I've been a little overloaded with union negotiations and the retro calculations, and I just haven't gotten to it. But hopefully at the next one I'll have stuff for you.
All right, so the next meeting we would do both?
We'll do both parking
both
and
village,
general
fund and parking. Okay. So we would need to make sure we have a parking authority agenda to start with.
You want to do an agenda next time too? Okay.
Well, wait a minute.
We said
we're
every 3 months.
Every quarter, right? So,
yeah.
All right, so we won't need it for the next meeting then. We'll just enter that in this.
Okay. That's it.
Donna, did you want to say anything about the Housing Authority? That is
I will.
You'll wait until we get to.
I think that, you know, I think I'll just wait until we get into the executive session, what I'd like to share.
Okay, it's on personnel or litigation?
It is on personnel.
Okay. Do we need another motion for exec session? So I need a motion for
so
exec
moved.
Session.
Second.
All in favor?
Uh-huh.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. So I entered into our old business the issue of parking because Elijah had brought up the issue that we had discussed and agreed to change some of the parking regulations for alternate side. Then we had another discussion at the meeting, and I said I would bring it up in the meeting, and then I completely forgot to. So I don't know if we want to bring that to a conclusion tonight and vote on whether we want to formally adopt the what we had talked about. And then when I think we got additional information, which made me feel like we shouldn't do the alternate side removal. Do we want to just say what reach consensus of where we're going to go on this?
Just to be clear again, though, this was not the alternate side removal we were talking about. This was adding alternate side
places where it doesn't happen. And the fire department was, and some of the EMS folks were concerned about that.
Correct.
So I think we don't have any kind of consensus to move that forward anymore. So
no, I mean, you have consensus to not move it forward.
Right.
I disagree, but that's
right.
Okay.
Well,
you
and
know,
that's
how it works. Yeah.
So and we can of course talk about it again when we have further discussions about parking and more in depth stuff. We can certainly bring it up again and talk about it. I forgot to bring it up for closure last time. I just wanted to make sure.
I think it was clear that there were not the votes to add more parking. So.
Okay. So so the communications before the board, there's a request from ARC Rockland for up to 20 permits.
And I'm sorry, Don. I told Jim and they said, can we please discuss this next week or next meeting because they're not able to make it today.
Oh, okay.
And he's going to take it off, but I think that.
All right, so you have correspondence you might want to just read and be ready to discuss at the next meeting. Normally what we would do is say yes or no about moving it forward for a resolution, so we'll do that at our next meeting. Jen, if you could roll that over.
You got it.
Thanks a lot, Jen.
Yeah, sorry. They just want to come and take
sure,
a minute to
course,
that
yep.
about why they
yeah.
want this.
So then we have a couple issues of correspondence, one telling us that we didn't get the CFA grant for the parking lot repair, and then one telling us we did get one for $20,000 for our climate action plan.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to ask Marcy to come and present to the board exactly what that plan is and how we're going to move it forward, probably in February, if that's okay with everyone.
Yep. Great. We've been getting a lot of grant funding, haven't we?
Yeah, actually, we got less grant funding from the CFA this year than we've had for a long
time. But I'm talking the water, too.
Yeah, we did get, and we talked about that last time. We got the $1 million for the water, I'm interested in looking at what JC came up with, because if that's something that we can get, that would be really helpful to some of our business owners. We have a request from the Pride Center to bring their Pride celebration back to NIAC on June 14th. Now, we just did, does that overlap with what Carlo just brought to us for the,
yes.
It does.
But they don't need Memorial Park, do they?
You know, it's just two very large events
yeah.
in the village.
Yeah.
We would need to talk about that.
Yeah.
But that's a Sunday.
Right. But they're going to have something on Sunday as well.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to, you know, are we going to have street closures? Do we need to take away parking?
For Pride?
Because they want the lot.
The only parking
lot. I don't know if we ever
require
people to be on for them for that, though.
They
you mean extra staff?
Because it's Sunday. I don't know. I'm just thinking.
Yeah, and without Jim here, it's tough to know. So.
And they did say, well, the letter also says, this year we'd like to use the Main Street parking lot and a section of Jackson Avenue.
Right.
Right. Yeah.
So that would probably require people.
So let's get them to work with Jim. Obviously, we need to take the circus that we just talked about as well into consideration and talk with them as well. So let's get Jim to start to get those discussions and everybody together, and then we can bring it back.
I wonder if we didn't ask them when they were here, I wonder if the circus folks would consider moving it a week later in June, which would then not conflict with the...
Then that runs into...
Is that good or bad, though? Because you don't want that? Because there might be a lot more people to come to Art Walk. And
I think that they'll be hanging out at the circus.
Okay.
I'll talk with Jim. We'll coordinate with everybody, and then we'll come back because we have till June, so.
Right.
I think to wait 2 weeks, we're okay.
And it's interesting they're bringing Pride back, because I thought they were, last I heard, they were trying to like rotate it to every town before they came back to NIAC, so yeah. I guess that didn't work.
Yeah, I don't know what the circumstances are.
That's great.
I haven't talked to them about it either. Mm-hmm. There's also here a request for Bongo Fries to have their food cart at 132 Main Street. It is on the 11th, and they want to take up two parking spaces on the street. Are there any thoughts about that?
What's 132 Main?
I think that's in front of the brewery, the Two Villains Brewery.
Where Bourbon Street had been? Next to the...
Food trucks there?
It's a cart. They did it in front of Gypsy Donuts one time.
No, they took up the other parking spot right outside.
Yeah, they only took one parking spot then. Mm-hmm. So they're asking for two parking spaces and from 12A... from 7 to 12.
My question had been, I know we had this via email, is just what time do we normally require sidewalk dining to stop? I thought it was 11.
It is 11.
So I think I would be more comfortable sort of treating this like sidewalk dining and say end at 11.
That's
and also that means that they're only there during time when there's no parking fees. Because 7 p.m. to 11 we don't charge for parking anyway.
That's really a good idea.
Okay. So that's ice.
Are we okay with it? Well, if you're okay with it and everybody is, just somebody come up with a motion and.
Yeah, I'll make a motion for 7 p.m. to 11.
And they should notify their neighbors too, because I can see the Hudson House and Tarantella's saying. At least so they know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that probably should be a condition of approval, right? That they've done that.
I mean, this doesn't happen very often.
No.
Because we realize that's this Saturday.
I know.
Yeah. Well, you emailed this to us.
Yeah, that's why
I emailed
it to
you
so you could have it. All right, so we'll talk to them. They've got to notify the folks on their block about it. And then if everybody's okay with it, then we'll approve it. Is that where we are? Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Are you guys here to talk about that?
No, but I do own it.
Yeah, I know you do. And I was there last night with my daughter.
Yeah, so I can have that conversation as soon as I leave here.
Great.
Yeah. So
but otherwise,
talk to Maddie and I'll talk to the guys at Tarantella's.
Yeah. So I think just that whole block, if you just let them know that that's where you're going and what's going on.
Yeah, no problem.
Okay. So all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed. Motion carried.
You didn't do a second.
Oh, I didn't do a second. She's
that's
always
right.
Here. So we got a motion. We need a second.
Second.
I'm really out of sorts here today. Sorry. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. So Travis, if you could just let them know.
Yeah.
And then let the village clerk know that you've had those conversations somehow.
Okay.
Great. Thank you. Grand Fondo, May 17th. Do we have to do anything for that? Do we have to approve anything on that? Or is that just for our
information?
I think
they stop by the park. It's... Mm-hmm.
They've used the.
I think you should resolve to approve it because then if there's any overtime costs or anything like that, they'll cover that.
Okay, so let's get a resolution for that for the next meeting.
Is this the same route that they always use? I haven't looked. They always go up Fourth Avenue. That just seems weird to direct the whole thing up a little resident. Okay.
Yeah, they always do.
It's the same day as the street fair.
Yeah, that's
mm-hmm.
one.
Okay, sure. Got it. Yeah.
And then to waive the 30-day waiting period, Walter, did you get involved in this? Or because Jim had some, did he talk with you about this?
I didn't talk to Jim about it.
So this is for, there's a change of, maybe Travis, maybe that's why you're here for this.
Yeah,
there's a change of ownership at Karma that's being gone through right now.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the right way of explaining it?
Yes, we'll be, yes.
So it's a change of ownership, and because of that, they need to get a new liquor license.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They sent us the letter, and we've had the letter, I think, for 3 weeks, but they need 4 weeks, right? Is that about right? Right, so they're just asking us to waive those last 6 days.
Are you buying it? Is that the deal?
Yeah. Congratulations.
Yeah, it's a partnership in the village. It's great. Yeah.
So we have to, I'm sorry.
It's usually
30 days.
Yeah.
No, you can do it by motion.
Right.
Waive the 30
days.
Usually
30 days for what?
When you apply for a liquor license, part of your application is to give the SLA proof that you notified the municipality 30 days before you put it in. And oftentimes, lawyers being what they are, they don't do that, so you're allowed to come and ask for a waiver. So Jennifer has a form letter that she gives them.
So it's only 6 days?
Yeah. So, and we've done it in the past, and then other times we haven't done it, but for 6 days, I don't think that there's any issue for us to, we're not going to hold them up for 6 days.
I don't know why we wouldn't.
So have a motion to waive the 30-day waiting period for the liquor license application from 100 Main Street.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. And, thank you.
Thank you.
And congratulations. We look forward to your new ideas. What's the food truck application process? We have more than one. Is that why we need two?
We generally do two, and we got three this year.
Okay. So the three are Hot Dog Donna. The other one is from an ice cream shop, and the other one I think is from the owners of Brick House.
Correct.
Is that right?
Yep.
The village, for many years, has a policy of allowing two sort of concessions in the park. And there was two reasons for that, and I don't know the date that happened, but it's got to be more than 10 years. One is not to just have an overcrowded park. But to provide things for, obviously, visitors to the park. And the second one was so as not to compete with businesses in town who have brick-and-mortar shops. And, you know, the sale of hot dogs from a truck and ice cream and you know, associated condiments didn't seem to be a big deal. But it was a first-come, first-serve application process. And I think what happened this time was that someone brought in an application that was incomplete, so they had to go finish it, and while they were finishing it, someone else came in with a complete application. So the question is what happens? I mean, I don't know if the board wants to revisit the policy in terms of number of vendors or not, but you know, we were pretty strict on the policy itself. Maybe something you want to think about during the year, because this year's already passed in terms of the application process, but. It had always been two, and on a first come first serve basis.
Thank you for that information.
Thanks.
It was a previous to Hot Dog Donna. There was if there was a veteran.
Yes, they got preference.
Mm-hmm. They bumped everyone.
Right.
You know, that's it, and it's just that their veterans have not.
That's a state law, actually.
Yeah.
But I mean, I'm looking at, it looks like the ice cream person just wants to get the license to drive their truck around, because it's just basically saying location of Naya.
Yeah, it's not going to.
And then the brick house guy is saying 65 Main Street. What's that?
That's probably be his parking lot. The 65 Main Street is the other building.
That's not really even applicable for this, right?
Yeah.
Because it's supposed to be for the parking. Park.
Yeah.
We have
it's for moving vehicles throughout the village, the ice cream truck.
Right.
And the one that's stationary in the park.
Right, but
so
this
that's
seems
why
to be stationary at his restaurant.
At 65.
Yeah, no. So we're talking about
Isaac,
more
is that what
parking.
You're looking at?
Yes.
Okay.
Because we've not allowed that for anyone.
Yeah, it can't be
throughout
on.
Throughout the village. We have denied
property.
That very consistently.
Right.
Not what you from there? Not allowed what?
Anything that can move from place to place outside of a consistent.
I'm not looking to move. I'm looking to stay there.
Yeah, but that's.
It's gonna stay only there.
I think what we're saying is we've never allowed food trucks as sort of an accessory to a restaurant.
It's not accessory to a restaurant. It's there's two places over there. The bottom one doesn't have a kitchen. Therefore, the top restaurant cannot let the bottom place to use the kitchen.
So it's basically
you're opening up another business and having a mobile kitchen.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what we've denied.
I think that's consistent. I mean, you may be able to get approval for some type of cooking facility, but you got to go through the building department for that.
I went through the building department.
And they said no?
They did say no.
Oh, well, that's good.
They told me to fill out the application and bring it to you.
All right, Isaac, let us work with the building department, because this is something that the board has always said no to this sort of
If I may ask, what's the reason that it's, do you understand what's going on over there?
I do understand.
The upper floor is having kitchen which will not utilize by the bottom
floor. Right, no, I understand. That's never been something that specific issue has not come up, but several of the restaurants have wanted to put kitchens outside, like this one-time thing that we're doing at 100 Main. Several people have come and wanted to do that year-round or during the summer, and we've always denied it.
I understand, but this first of all, it's not a kitchen outside just to sell tacos because it's a taco place. That's all it does. And the second thing, it's not going out of the streets, my own property. I have a small yard over there with tables.
Okay, so let's get the building department to give us a judgment of whose jurisdiction it is, and then we'll figure it out from
but
there.
But at the same time, you know, if it's establishing, use out there, kitchen use, mm-hmm. and there's neighbors and, there's exhaust and establishing outdoor dining space requires a permit in the village. You know this, right?
Say it again. I'm sorry.
Establishing outdoor dining space requires a permit in the village. Outdoor dining.
I have the permit. That I have, and I'm not going to cook over there. The food is coming cooked from the brick house, and you just keep it warm and serving them.
Okay, because that's not what this says. This says you're going to mm-hmm. serve fast food, burger, burgers, fries, chicken, pizza. That's what it says.
Yes.
It's going to be, I didn't fill out this application. I just told her to change it to tacos only. And it is going to be ready, but keep it warm there. That's all it is. And nobody going to cook over there because it's too much.
I hear what you're saying, but that's what the application says.
The application says that it's going to be fast food cooking.
So you made a mistake. So
okay, so we need to revisit it with the building department.
I'm not going to compete with the brick house over there.
Okay.
So what is the...
The determination is that we're going to have to talk with the building department to find out whether this can be done or not.
And your application has to be
revised. Your application is going to have to either be revised or withdrawn, either way. But why don't you wait until we have that conversation before you do anything else?
I don't do anything. I'm just waiting.
Okay.
And Walter?
Yes, sir.
You mentioned that it was incomplete. It's because they asked for fingerprints. And the fingerprints, the police have a specific date for it.
Yeah.
So my son was there, the first one.
He was there, but he didn't have everything that's required with the application, so he had to go get it and bring it back.
Well, I know, but that's what the police asked. I mean, he was falling in between the police and the requirements.
But everybody else got the application. Whatever's on there, you got to get. You got to give it a little... Beforehand, you do it like the other people brought it in.
Yeah, they all brought it in finished, so we can't. That's.
But this is something different. Those are vendors sort of in the park. So.
Yeah, let us look into it and see mm-hmm. see what the right process is to make this happen or not happen. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Thank you.
Yep. Open public comment.
Guys, thank you.
Yeah, thank you, guys. Good luck.
Good luck, yeah.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night. Hearing none. Comments by Board of Trustees. Louise?
I spoke to Jerry Levy, and we're planning on meeting. However, she did say that she submitted her check request and hasn't
check.
Been...
I think it was in the check line that we just all signed.
It is. Did it. Okay,
yeah,
fantastic.
Tomorrow.
Thank you. And I went to the Housing Authority meeting was this Tuesday. There's a lot going on. I'm in Grandier, so I'm not at the library very much this month either. I went to the meeting again on Tuesday, and I want to talk about some of that in executive session, but there's a real problem that needs to be addressed with the Housing Authority. And I'm 3 years in, and it's a problem.
Okay. All right.
And I'll continue that personnel issue in executive session.
Okay. Elijah?
Not that I can think of right now.
Yeah, my brain's dead too. I know there's a lot of things going on.
There's a lot going on.
I mean, one of the biggest things for me is my daughter got married on December 22nd.
Oh, really?
Congratulations.
Right here in this room.
Oh, okay.
And I got to perform the wedding. And I didn't cry. So
you
there.
Cried.
I couldn't
look at them.
Oh, okay.
And do you take this? That was the only thing I could do. Okay, so motion to move to exec session.
So moved.
Wait, we have a hand up.
I just have a, I know, maybe I got here a few minutes late. Moving forward in January, seeing that we're transitioning from 2019 to 2020, what do you envision for the village for, let's say, the month of January? Are there any projects that are going on? I'm sorry I missed your meeting on Tuesday.
I've got another one on Saturday.
Do you want to pick one?
I could. Sometimes nobody else comes. I'll just walk over and do it with you.
You should.
But I'm not quite sure what you're looking for.
You mean like the projects within the village?
Well,
the
infrastructure projects. Anything that's happening. What's
There's
happening?
There's a lot.
You know,
it's a very broad question.
Yes.
Well, it's, you know, something. That's why I come to village board meetings, is for information. And I've been doing this since 1976. And I, you know, usually I get some information. And unfortunately, I came in a few minutes late, and I guess all that information was...
Well, there was some discussion. I don't want to reiterate for everyone that's already been here through it, but...
That's the administrative project update.
Yeah, that was pretty... We had our workshop was around that, Paulette. Presented some things about women's suffrage, about the art walk.
Right. Well, that has nothing to do with gender.
Actually,
yes, she's doing something in gender.
And here's the recreation stuff. They got a lot of stuff going on. And the Parks Commission,
okay.
too.
Good. Well, being a resident, I just like to know what's... You know, I can look on the internet and, you know, this, that, and, you know, I can...
Sure. Well,
I can
not,
see some wins and...
We started our construction on the bridge,
yeah, the
Memorial Park.
Yeah.
Okay.
We got no. I mean, I'm reiterating what we talked about in the meeting, which
But earlier before, you know, there was. I'm sure there was a lot of stuff that was going on before.
We didn't get any proposals for the RFP for Bird Street, so we're going to review that and go through it again. I'd be happy to come and sit and talk to you at your shop rather than have everybody.
Okay, fine. No.
We've already had everybody's already sort of discussed all these things.
Right.
Right.
We have
to feel it's.
How the litigation with regard to the theater is that finished now?
Walter just walked out.
Oh, okay.
The first litigation is through arbitration.
Oh, okay.
That's done. There is another piece of litigation.
And the TAP program is
looking to. Unfortunately, Jim wasn't here, so we didn't talk a lot
okay,
about those
right.
things. But the TAP is still on schedule for the spring.
Okay.
But he's got the flu, so.
Okay.
We didn't really talk through a lot of the infrastructure stuff.
Okay. All
right. But I'll be happy to come over and sit down with you and
sure. Okay.
After my meeting on Saturday, I'll just pop my head in.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you.
So we have a motion and a second for exec session.
Second.
It was Motion was here, second was here, right?
Yeah.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Thank you, everyone.
Happy retirement, Mr. Goldstein.
I had,
You have to get the information so that you can start working on your voiceovers.
What? I'm sorry?
So that you can start working on voiceovers.
Really? I know. I've had this voice my whole life and not used it to make any money.
Number two, it?
That's what everybody tells me. Jen, stay home. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm talking to Judith.
Good, good, because she had come in too, but we'll catch up. Just know that this month I'm scarce, I'm on the grand jury. But we'll talk.
Okay.
And jury, that's so exciting.
Yeah, and that's why they gave us off Monday. You know, it's nothing like watching Law and Order. People think it's, you know.